Bug Off Pest Control is there to help. After all, whose house is it anyway? With Bug Off, bugs can run, but they can't hide. David and Esther Lunder of Bug Off Pest Control believe in the ministry of WCNO. Licensed and insured, serving Martin and St. Lucie counties. Bug Off Pest Control, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, available at 343-1177.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He says I have. I can do what He says I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. We've been looking at prayer and the power of prayer, and we're finding out so many things that God is so amazing and He loves us so much and He cares so much about us that He can do anything to help our life. You know, He gave us authority. He's given us power. He's given us power of attorney by the use of His wonderful name, Jesus. He's given us the Holy Spirit. He's equipped us with so many weapons of warfare. He's given us the mind of Christ. We are so ready to be victorious in this life because of what our Lord and Savior Jesus has done. And we thank the Lord for that. But you know, we have to understand and realize that we have got authority and God can do anything, and He wants to do good things for us. He wants to help the world. He wants to help people. But it's up to us to take that authority. He said, what you bind in the earth will be bound, and what you loose in the earth will be loosed. And so we have more authority than we come to realize. But we're finding out that we can pray with fervency and with accuracy, and we can see results. And so let's pick up the service where we were yesterday, and we'll just continue and see where God's taken us.
God can do anything, family. God can turn it around. He can get your kids back home. He can get that stuff off of your life. He can do these things. Amen. All we've got to do is believe Him, trust Him, and go to Him. He wants you to go to Him. When my kids get in trouble, the first place is come to me. Come to me. Let's see what we can do about it. Am I right?
Yeah. Amen.
And God wants us to come to Him. He wants us to be in His arms. He wants to protect us. He wants to look after us. Amen. It doesn't matter your age. Well, I'm old now. It doesn't matter. Well, I'm too big and too heavy. He can't pick me up. He can. He's God.
Amen. That's right.
I'm black. He might not like me. Oh, I'm Indian. He might not like me. I'm white. I don't know if you like that. God's not into that.
Amen.
There are no races. We all look like God.
Amen.
In the spirit realm, we've been created like Jesus. He created us in His image and His likeness. And so, why don't we just get to trusting Him, believing Him? I've got a message and I wish I could get to it. On prayer. We got a God that can do anything.
Amen.
This is not fiction. It's not fiction. Star Wars is fiction. It's fiction now, but it's going to become a reality. Sooner than later, right? Have you seen what's going on now? And they've got laser weapons now, and you understand that stuff you're seeing then, you're seeing it come to pass, a lot of it. But what you see in Star Wars, that's fiction. They're living on other planets and doing all of that. That's fiction. Mickey Mouse is fiction. He is. Really. The first mouse that speaks at me, I'm going to make a fortune. Really, I'm going to speak in mouse. I'll be on America's Got Talent and every other place, and I'll make millions. Right? Come on. That's fiction.
Amen.
That is fictitious. Thor with a hammer is fiction.
Amen.
Spider-Man swinging from roof to building to tree to whatever he does is fiction. Superman cannot fly.
That's
all fiction. It's the imagination of people to give us an escape. But there's one thing I can tell you right now, that the presence and the kingdom of God is not fiction. I can promise you hell is a real place and heaven is a real place. God is a real God and the devil is a real devil. That is not fiction. That is the truth of God's word.
Amen.
And we need to make sure that we're on the right side. And being in this church, we are.
Amen.
Amen. And if God says he can do, he says in Isaiah 45, 22, turn to me all the ends of the earth and be saved, for I am God and there is no other.
Amen.
No other God, just one God. And it's Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. We understand that. Amen? And so, he can do it.
Amen.
He can do it. How bad is it? He can get it. And listen, if you can't see a way out, that's because there is no way out. And if he has to, he'll make a way that wasn't there before.
Amen.
Really?
Amen.
Really? Look at Israel. You only see something that should be fiction. Israel, after 2,400 years of not being a nation, and God said they will be a nation again. They'll come from the ends of the earth and they'll come back to Israel and they'll be a nation again. After 1,900 years, 1,900 years of being spread out across the globe, they end up in 1948 back in Israel, get the land back, and they still speak the same language. That's not fiction. That's true. We saw it happen. Amen.
Amen.
What God says comes to pass.
Amen.
And if God said, by the stripes on my back you're healed, you stand on that word and you're healed.
Amen.
He'll supply you every need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. You stand on that word and he will.
Amen.
Yea, though you go through the valley of the shadow of death, you don't have to fear no evil. Why? Because he's with you. God is an amazing, loving God. He cares about us. He's got enough strength to do everything about it, and he's willing to do it.
Amen.
Come on. I don't know. This is, you know, I don't know who it's for, but it's kind of cool. Amen. And you know what? That God who created everything wants a relationship with you. He wants to talk to you every day. As much as you can give to him, he's there wanting it. I mean, no figure. It's just amazing. He wants someone like me. He takes me, a little guy, a little white guy from South Africa, where they had the worst kind of apartheid in the world. He takes me from there, puts me in America, and says, now open your mouth and speak. What am I going to say? Just say what Paul said, Christ and him crucified. And I'll bring the people to, and we've seen how many salvations. Amen. And we're not all white. We're everything. Amen. God can do anything.
Amen.
Pray, if you can say Vince, he can do anything.
That's right.
Let me just show you the authority you got, Vince, very quickly. Then he called his 12 disciples and then gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. And then the 70, look at this, in Luke 10, he says, and the 70 returns again. Now, this is after the 12, with joy saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through your name. You see, he said, when you pray, and he tells us how to pray. Now, you don't pray for Jesus' sake. I hear some people pray for Jesus' sake. It's not for his sake. It's for your sake.
Amen.
But it's in Jesus' name. You don't pray to someone else. You pray to Jesus. You pray to the Father in Jesus' name, his Son. So when you say a prayer, you say, Father, I just thank you that that healing took place in my life. And you're calling it in now, right? That's how you pray. You first ask him, say, Father, there's an attack coming against me, but I stand in faith against this thing because by your stripes on Jesus' back, I'm healed. And I pray for this total restoration of my body in Jesus' name. They prayed in Jesus' name. You understand? You're not the power. He is. So when you pray and you finish off within Jesus' name because he's the one who's going to do something about it. Amen. He says, even the devils are subject to us through your name. You know what his answer to that was? Most amazing answer. He says, don't be so excited about the fact that you can cast demons out and heal the sick and cure the lepers. Don't be so excited about that. Be excited about the fact that your name is now in heaven. He made a way where there was no way. There was no way. There was nothing. We were finished. We were done for. And he came and he did what he did. And he hung on that cross and he took the beat and he faced the devil and all of that. And he rose from the dead. Amen. He said, don't be grateful and excited about the fact that you can get some power to cast out demons. Be grateful for the fact that you now have a Father in heaven. Your name is in heaven. That's huge. That's huge. There's no other so-called God who can do that.
Amen.
This is God. Only God can do this. Only God. And I don't care what the people say on the TV, or on the newscasts, on the radio, or even wherever. If they say there's other ways to get to God, they're wrong. They're lying. It's through Jesus and Him alone. If you don't go through the cross, you're not getting to heaven. Amen. So he says to them, sure, you can pray my name, but be more grateful that you're saved. And then you're going to also get others to get saved.
Amen.
Amen. He gave us a mandate. Amen. He said, go into all the word and preach the gospel to every creature.
Amen.
Right? And then he said, those that hear and believe and are baptized are saved.
Yeah. That's right.
They'll have eternal place. But those that don't, bad news for them. Then he says, in my name. Remember?
Yes, sir.
Believers. He said to the believers, in my name. Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name. So when you pray, you better make sure you got Jesus involved in this prayer and it's in his name.
Amen.
He said, believers in my name will cast out demons. Wow, I just saw them casting out demons. The 70 came back and said, even the demons in your name. Right? He says, believers in my name, we'll pray in other tongues. Sunday, you're going to get that. Right? He said, in my name. Now, that was in the beginning. He said, believers in my name will do these things. But I'm just bringing in my name every time. In my name. If a serpent bites you and it's poisonous, like Paul, he just shook it off. No effect, no nothing. And I guarantee you, Paul said, in Jesus' name. He said, if you're poisoned and you drink something deadly, you will not be affected in his name. Believers, in my name, you will lay hands on the sick and they will recover.
Amen.
So when you pray in Jesus' name, you're going to start to get a vision of the fact that this is coming to pass. I have just launched a ballistic missile. And it's an intercontinental ballistic missile.
Amen.
And like I said, you can launch it from anywhere at any time.
Amen.
And that thing's going to hit the mark.
Amen.
Amen. So prayer is so powerful. It's so powerful. I'm telling you, we got the authority. We got the power of prayer, Pastor Mark.
Amen.
A friend of mine said, I play golf with him. He said, that guy, when he prays, you need him to pray for you. But God did us something here. Let me tell you what God did. Because we're at golf, and he's going to his car, and he can't open the car, and his keys are locked in the trunk. His keys are locked in the trunk. So he said, Jerry, what am I going to do? I said, let's just pray in Jesus' name, open. Popped open. So now listen what happened. He tells everybody, when he prays, you see results. All of a sudden, his one-year-old granddaughter gets terribly sick. She's in the emergency room. And who does he call? Not his priest. Calls his friend that knows how to pray. And he's crying. Please, please, Jerry, you got to pray. You got to pray. And he tells me. So I said, don't worry, brother. We're praying right now. And I prayed in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Ghost. And we prayed the prayer. And she came out of it perfectly. Is it me? No. God said believers will pray and lay hands and do things.
Right.
It's all God. We've got to get to that place where, my God, I got this power called prayer. I can pray for the money. I can pray for the church to open. I can pray for these things to happen. When we lost everything, we prayed in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane,